Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
If you want to practice and improve your English in a fun and creative way, please visit our website www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
I shaved.
No! You must be joking.
I mustn't.
What happened?
I have planned it for some time. My shaving was due on the 15th of June, or on the 16th maximum. But, I mustered my strength and my will only an hour ago. It's like a snake shedding its skin, actually.
Wow.
So I still have phantom sensations.
So what triggered it?
Well, my will to restart the process.
Okay.
Yes.
How long does it take for a new beard to grow?
Well, a month and a half shouldn't be enough.
All right, okay.
Don't you worry.
Well, do you need us to send you a fake beard?
Yes.
so that you could go out and be a part of the society?
Yes. Well, if you can, actually.
Well, I wouldn't, think we can.
Wouldn't object.
Yeah, we can.
So that you don't feel naked?
Oh, the only thing that can describe it is phantom senses. I want to scrabble it, want to feel it, but I cannot.
So, I am going to Chelny this Sunday, and you're actually about to embark on an adventure. Any news about the girl that you are planning to go to Chelny?
No, I actually haven't phoned her. I called her a couple of days ago, and she said that she is going on the 29th of June, and that's it. That's all I know.
So you are going by car, and it will take like 3 days.
Well, hopefully two.
She will be the only person who drives.
Yeah, I don't think that she would ever entrust her car to anyone. But hopefully 2 days, maybe two and a half. I just checked the train tickets. They are unbelievably high.
Yeah.
6,000 something rubles for one way ticket.
If it were up to her, she would make her own country, fill it with zombies, call it Zombieland, rule there as its rightful queen, and probably try to conquer the world. Our zombie lover and the source of inspiration, Asyam.
Yay.
Oh. I like it when they call me a zombie lover. It's like, you know, so romantic.
That's a bit nasty.
Waiting for his zombie husband to come home.
Yeah, didn't we talk about it? The TV series, that there is some girl who falls in love with a zombie and makes him look human-like. I don't know, it must be tough with zombie. I mean, with a vampire, it's probably possible, but with a zombie, I don't know. Okay, next one. He's escaped the claws of his studies, received his diploma, and can finally smell the sweet scent of freedom. A man on a vacation, Daniel.
Ah, yeah, it feels great.
And the girl living in anticipation of fresh greens, tomatoes, and melons straight from the greenhouse in her hometown. Just a few days left, Landish. I'm going a little bit more hardcore with my diet.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I decided to abstain. Is it abstain? Abstain. Yes. I decided to abstain from apples, from actually most of fruit that I used to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least for like 2 months, maybe.
So what will you eat?
Maybe. I want to go, you know, all green. I want to try eat more greens and some vegetables. not all of them, but yeah. So, going completely nuts with my diet.
Will be in my time photosynthesis. Will be your way to produce energy for yourself?
I'm probably halfway to producing my own energy, producing oxygen instead of producing carbon.
Carbon dioxide.
So yeah, turning into a plant.
So.
Daniel, you are our serious newsman, so let's start with serious news.
As usual. Again, the agenda of our serious news section is protesting. First goes the continuation of report on Turkey. After having been subjected to violence by the police, people opted for a different strategy of expressing their discontent. It is called the standing man protesting. People just bring themselves with water and books and whatnot to streets and squares and stand without moving. If it's too hot, meaning the weather, they bring parasols too. Non-violent resistance is, of course, not anything new. It was popularized almost half a century ago by the Indian leader Mahatma Gandhi. But enough of Turkey for now. Another hot country, meaning both weather and people, has been on the news this week. In Brazil, protesters went to the streets after an increase of bus fare by 20 centavos. This, however, certainly wasn't the original cause. The tension had been accumulating for years because of corruption and indecency of authorities. People deem expenses on Football World Cup 2014, which will take place in Brazil, too high and demand that the money be reallocated so that medicine and education spheres will get more support.
What about Turkey? Was there any result of their protests?
Well, it began not very long ago. As far as I know, some standing people were arrested, but...
For standing?
Yes, this time they were released. Non-violence proved to be a more efficient way. And it is actually interesting with Brazil, I guess. I cared enough to look on the internet how much is 20 centavos in rubles, and it is three rubles. Arise by 3 rubles fueled all these demonstrations. In connection with this, I remember when a few months ago in Petrozavodsk, private companies increased trolley bus and bus fare by 5 rubles, 2 more rubles than 3, and nobody said a word about it.
I think that it says a lot about the difference of mentalities of the Russians and probably other nations. I was actually surprised that we did have a protest on this Bolotna street or square, what was it? Because it sounded very unreal that our people could actually rise against some kind of oppression. It seems like we are tolerating quite a lot.
It's interesting to see how high our limit of tolerance is. But the higher the limit, the more explosive is.
Oh yes, I hope that we will not have another October Revolution here, with taking the Winter Palace in St. Petersburg.
Some say that the number 17 is a number of doom in Russia, and that 2017 would be another revolution. So maybe just a more massive demonstration.
It is in our lifetime, so we will see.
And it certainly will be covered on our podcast.
Yes, of course, we can even cover it live. And if something happens in St. Petersburg, we will send Asia as our live correspondent.
For you.
To give us the news, first hand news, yes.
Well, we are in our Aboriginal Channel, and all in it, where it is quite quiet.
Yeah, well, they say that when you live in a country with cold winters, with cold weather, it makes you more productive. you know, not to get distracted by things, to work more, probably. Well, that's what my brother says, actually. And because he says that he can't work in when it is hot. So for him, St. Petersburg is perfect because he can concentrate on his work.
One of the philosophers of the past, I don't exactly remember his name, and this is because I got C for that discipline. But I remember clearly that he said that people in the south, people in areas where temperatures are high, are more likely to have authoritarian power over them, and people in the deep north are more likely to have a democratic way of ruling. I suppose it was so then, but now as the technology, technologies can warm us and cool us wherever we are, this has changed.
Cat news. Cat stands for election in Mexican City. It started as a joke between friends, but Morris the Cat's bid to become mayor of the Mexican city of Jalapa, the capital of the state of Veracruz, has now turned into a social media phenomenon with a serious message about political disenchantment. Morris has become an expression of how fed up people are with all the parties and political system that doesn't represent us, said Sergio Camorro, the owner of the furry black and white candidate, whose first campaign slogan was, "Tired of voting for rats, vote for a cat." There is also, I saw the pictures in the internet, there is all type of merchandise sent with, you know, the picture of this cat. And my favorite was, if you remember, there was this a billboard or, I don't know, a poster with Barack Obama. And it said, what did it say? Yes, we can, yeah? Uh-huh. It was like blue and red. Do you remember it? It's like it was a little bit abstract. And so they have like the same thing. So it's designed the same way, but of course there is not Barack Obama. There is like this cat, Maurice. And it says, not yes we can, it says yes we cat.
That's awesome.
So the Facebook page for this cat, and they call this cat Cantigato. Because in Spanish, gato or gato, I don't know, it means cat. So his Facebook page has now more than 130,000 likes, far more than those accrued by any of the candidates registered to stand in the election. Maurice has also inspired a number of other animal candidates in other Mexican cities, including a donkey.
I wouldn't vote for a donkey.
Yeah, I agree. There's also a dog. In another city, and a chicken.
A chicken?
A chicken.
A chicken as a bird, or a chicken as a meat?
Like a dead chicken.
You don't like our politics? Swallow it.
Right. That would be a great slogan.
No, I think that the chicken is alive. It must be.
Yeah, cat is the best one.
Cat is the best one, yeah.
I wonder if this chicken is going to grow into a cock or a hen.
Yes.
Yes. it's great when people answer yes to questions.
yeah, sure. But yeah, a cat is a nice idea. Probably my August would make a wonderful, you know, leader.
When I see his photos, I can only refer to him as your high cat in sea.
Yeah.
He's so regal.
I would go for cats. I think cats are better politicians than dogs. I think the cats would look so stupid in parliament.
Why?
I mean, cats. I wanted to say dogs. Dogs would look so stupid in parliament compared to cats.
It would be impossible to assassinate a cat because, you know, the assassins, they use these rifles with laser aim, and, you know, it is impossible to catch a cat who is hunting the red dot. Mm.
Yes, we cat.
Yes, we cat. Yeah.
I like this word. Great. I've catted today.
What does it mean?
Well, depending what you want it to be. If we had a cat as a president, and we could say, I've catted today means, I don't know, I can't concentrate for some reason. I don't know why.
Well,
so any ideas? Do you have an idea?
To cat, maybe to have an interaction with a cat, to communicate with a cat,
To behave like a cat.
To behave like a cat. Yeah, it's better, much better actually.
I do catting. I already told Andrzej this story about a cat who I met as I was on my way back to my dormitory, and he or she was a little kitten standing at the verge of light from somewhere, and I started mewing to it.
As you do when you meet a kitten. Such a normal behavior.
With different emotions and intonations, and the kitten answered to me. Yes.
Oh yeah.
The kitten answered and it approached me, but when I bent to caress him, he flew away.
So what did he say?
Oh, he mewed something, but I have no idea what it was.
That's a perfect example of catting,
right?
Yes, so I am a catter.
You're a catter.
A catter in the rye.
Do you communicate with your dog, Ashim?
Oh, man.
How do you communicate?
Und ob und wie?
Und ob und wie?
Well, I don't know. You better ask me how I don't communicate with my dog.
Do you speak in Russian? Do you speak in English? Do you speak in dog language?
No, I speak only in Russian and in English. Because for those of you who don't know, my dog is bilingual. Oh. So yeah, I talk a lot with her about different things. Problems and... everything.
She's a bit like philosophical. So.
Yeah, she's very philosophical. Actually, she is not down to earth at all. She likes observing life and thinking about all these philosophical aspects of life.
Mm-hmm.
So she's my example.
I think that the only thought in my cat's mind is to find food.
And I hear you're going to put August on a hardcore diet too.
Because it's a bit tricky with my mother. She always tries to feed him when I don't look. And since she's planning to go somewhere in July for like 2 weeks, so yeah, we're going to have a fun time with August. It's so great, you know, to realize that he doesn't really know yet what is going to come.
you're going to surprise him.
Yeah. I think right now for him is the best time of his life when I'm not around.
No, I'm sure he loves you.
All right, so let's continue. What else do we have?
We do have a piece of scientific news, or rather a small review of 30-year-old scientific research, which changed my perception of alternative energy and will presumably change yours. Before this article, I would not divide outer energy in itself, that is, into any categories except based on the source, wind, sun, tides, etc. Now the necessity of this division is clear to me. Alternative energy can be technological and green, meaning safe for nature. Rink van Grondel, an environmental scientist from the Netherlands, sees the future of renewable sources of energy in genetically modified algae. In his research, which is quite fundamental, he has already proved that photosynthesis in algae is much more productive than that in plants. This means that they give away more energy than they take. As they draw energy from sun itself, it is undoubtedly not only renewable but endless source of energy, The scientist expects that in the future, in 2050, according to the quote on his official site, great ponds with red algae may replace or start to replace the energy of coal, oil and nucleus.
They will probably have to have a massive amount of this algae.
Yes, they will, but just imagine how many ponds there can be. It is so easier to make a pond than to make a nuclear plant. This scientist, Rink van Grondel, has been doing this research for 30 years. It deserves respect. And I saw his looks on his official website, and he is so jolly. Yes, I will send you a link to prove my point.
Have you already started to apply this technology, or is it just still developing?
It is in progress. The year that is named to 2050 is quite long, but not so long, but we not hope to see it. Mm-hmm. The other reason for which I like this idea is because I presume that these ponds with red algae will be beautiful. Imagine landscapes with ponds of different shapes, shining red under the rays of setting sun. It's something you can draw on.
I know. I'm already starting to imagine it. It's just. I wonder. They will probably take quite a lot of space, because you need a lot of energy, and it will take a lot of territory to put those ponds in. So that's the only thing that I worry about, actually.
Yes, it will, but it's more reasonable usage of territory than it is now, because now the territory is used for what? For dumps and for over trades people suffer from and do not need. And this is the thing people need and will benefit from.
We have to move on to the biology section.
Oh,
long-awaited biology section and the story, the continuation of the story. Okay, so biology, biadvertising, get paid for your epic facial fuzz. Aside from keeping your face warm and looking cool, your bushy beard could also help boost your bank balance. Biadvertising has been tipped to become the next big thing in advertising and involves using a willing participant's epic facial hair as mini billboards. Kentucky-based advertising agency Cornet IMS offers men $5 per day to wear a clip-on advert. Company executive Whit Highland said the firm has been inundated with requests from beard growers across the world interested in the native advertising. Everybody loves beards, he says. We're getting a ton of emails from guys with epic beards that want to host beard boards, as they call it. And we're actually in talks with some brands that want to be beard advertisers. I think we'll probably be seeing some beard boards in the wild before too long.
Well, I wouldn't agree.
Yes,
if I were a man and I had a beard.
I would try. Oh, now, as I have shaved, my beard is expected to begin to grow fast and long. So maybe one day, when it is popular in Russia, I could give it a try.
Asha, why wouldn't you agree?
Well, because I don't sell my beard.
So a man should benefit from his beard.
I think that it also depends on what you're going to advertise.
Yes, it does, because I'm not going to advertise some bullshit.
I don't know, just the mere idea that your beard is being used by somebody. I just wouldn't like this idea.
$5 a day. I suppose you can spend a month.
Don't know. I'm just judging theoretically. Yeah. If somebody really offered me $5 a day.
Yeah. Think about it. Think about it, Isa. Think about it hard.
Okay.
What about catvertising?
Adverts on a cat. Oh, yes, I would sell my August, I don't know, even for less than $5 a day. in that case, my cat would have some kind of a purpose in life. It would be of some use for me. Because right now, there's just nothing. Nothing. It's just, you know.
Well, maybe there is something. You're just not aware of it.
He's someone, but he's nothing.
No, I'm just joking.
The Adventures of a Bearded Man in a Beardless World, Part 2. Richard Barbridge survived 2 weeks after the bee duster and even started to be getting used to it. Needless to say, women had been a problem for him. They always were, but in an absolutely different sense. However, there were other forces which wanted Richard Barbridge, again in a different sense. The one and only bearded man in the world had to ask one of the world's strongest for protection. And who is best at making and promoting sensations? Media. They immediately took Richard Barbridge under protection in a luxurious penthouse in a skyscraper. But at what cost? Our hero had to use what he held dear from mundane advertising. His beard grew thicker and more awesome with every day, but the agreement he had made with the media didn't allow Richard to draw pleasure from looking at it. Because for more than half a day he was forced to take part in photo sets and advertisement videos for companies small and big. His beard was painted and repainted, adorned with you better not imagine what. Deformed and misshaped. Money flowed, but Richard Barbridge wasn't happy. He lost count of days. But he would clearly remember for all his life the day when he heard the rattle of helicopter blades by the window of his apartment. To be continued.
How would you feel if all of the girls all of a sudden were bald? and you had your hair like the story.
Oh, upper beard.
Upper beard, yeah.
Upper beard.
How would you feel? Would you feel special?
Yeah, I would feel special. I would feel like a princess.
But there would be dozens of boys standing at your threshold and demanding your attention.
No, I don't think that that would happen. I think if suddenly all the women went bald, our fashion would probably change.
Or maybe the wig industry would get extremely popular.
Yeah, I agree with you. So I wouldn't be the most, what do you call it, desired person. On the contrary, I think that the next best thing would be to have a shaven head.
It deserves a different story.
Yeah.
Would you, shape your hair?
Bald?
Yeah, bald.
Oh, actually, about 5 years ago, we even had this social group in Vkontakte together with Diana.
Mm-hmm.
We called it something like shaved heads in the hairy world, something like that. So we had this crazy idea that when you shave your head, if you're a girl of course, and when you shave your head, it's like you get completely naked and all of your feelings get inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was basically the idea, and actually Diana did it.
She shaved her
head and she wrote about her experience in our group.
So how was it?
It was great. I have it somewhere on my computer. If you want, I can find this. These notes. The idea was that she liked it and she felt very special. But it was very hard for her to find a job because everybody in Naberezhny Chelny thought that she was a freak.
Yeah, well, for me to be bald is like to have three knees.
Oh, yeah. That's a great comparison. Yeah, well, this idea is not new. I could totally go bald. It's just the shape of my head is not the best for being bald, you know. I would just, I would, well, I know it's round. You have to,
what kind of shape do you have to have for a bald head?
Well, you have to have very profound features so that it looks nice on you.
Okay.
It's the same as with beard. I haven't been
well,
clean,
yeah,
clean
the difference is the beard conceals a lot and adds a lot to the image, yeah, and the being bald is on the contrary opens up your real self. You just have to be pretty, and it should look nice on you. Like you have
but,
your
well,
bones.
Diane is pretty. Did it look well on her?
Well, it looked actually fantastic on her. She looked, she looked very much like Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries. And actually, that was the reason why we started our friendship. Because when we were in college, in the university, we didn't really talk much, but then we started communicating online, and I was like, I don't really remember how do you look like? Can you send me a picture of yours? And she was like, yeah, and she sent me her bald picture. I mean, the picture where she was bald, and I'm like, wow. isn't your name Dolores O'Riordan? So that's how we started our friendship.
Bald heads for strong friendship.
Bald, if you want to have a good friend, go bald. And if you find a friend being bald, then it's a good friend. So let's shave you, Landish.
No. Also, yeah, that would be quite interesting.
Why are you so protesting?
No, I spent so much time trying to grow my hair. If
exactly.
You remember, my hair used to be very, very short.
I wasn't bald. Why did you cut it, actually, in the first place?
It was just, as we always say, you know, going against the system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because when I was a child, I used to have very long hair. Yeah. And I wasn't allowed to cut it, and I always wanted to cut it. Well, not, you know, to go bald, but at least, you know, like shoulder length, something like that.
I remember your hairstyle was quite asymmetrical.
Yes. I didn't want to go like everyone else. I wanted to be special.
That was cool. That was cool. I like short-haired girls. I mean,
I do too, yeah.
But again, they have to have this right face for short hairstyle because it's so complicated. Sometimes it can look really bad. So.
Well, you have to take care of short hair as well as long hair.
Yeah.
Because they say that if you have short hair, you don't really have to, you know, to do anything with it. But no.
Unless you're bald.
Unless you're bald, yeah. When you're bald, well, everything becomes so simple.
Everything becomes so irrelevant.
Yeah. So, well, maybe at some point in my life I will go bald, you know.
Yeah, again, but against the system.
Against the system, yeah.
Well, I think this time, oh, we already talked about it. I think in the first of our, in one of the first episodes, we talked about going all hairy.
Did we?
like going against the system and growing a lot of hair.
Did I agree?
I think so.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
I can't wait to see the pictures of me wearing that fantastic beard, which went so great with my hair color.
Oh, it was, I don't know, it's such a wonderful coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them as well.
So, dear listeners.
Yeah.
We have a contest.
Still.
I think, weren't we planning to postpone it again?
Well, we are, apparently.
Apparently we are postponing it again.
Yeah, but anyway, dear listeners, we do have a contest. Go ahead and create a text for these doodles and win our fantastic prizes. And if you want to study English, you can do it with us. Stop laughing! I'm doing your job.
It's not my job, it's your job. We decided that last time that I'm rubbish at this advertising. I can just speak in long monologues and that's it.
I don't think I'm better than that.
No, you are great. You're doing great. I think you had more practice than me doing this. And your dear listeners is just...
it's already...
it's a brand.
Dear listeners. Dear listeners. dear.
Dear listeners.
Do you know anything about cellador? There is a word combination in the English language, cellador, or a door leading to the cellar, which is considered the most beautifully sounding word combination in the English language.
By whom?
I don't know by who. Maybe it's like a demon legion. The authorship of these words is not clear, but I am for Tolkien. Yes, he is one of the candidates. Yes, and I actually do like this word combination, cellador.
Cellador. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Salvador.
Maybe. it does sound beautiful to me. But now there is our competitor, dear listeners. I reckon it sounds great too.
It's a strong competitor, actually, dear listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Good combination.
We should try different emotions with dear listeners. Dear listeners!
Dear listeners!
Dear listeners!
Yes, it actually boxing announcement. Dear listeners!
That was actually circus.
Boxing circus? Okay.
And now,
difference.
Dear listeners!
We beg your forgiveness for that.
Yeah, we smoked something today.
No, we didn't. But we will. I don't know. I miss that hookah thing. I think that we have to try something different next time. What do you think, Sebastian?
Start worrying about.
Well, I have to experiment somehow.
It's too early for you to go higher. You should get more confident with hookah.
Okay. I'm ready.
No comment. As my experience has shown, I'm absolutely inexperienced hookahist. And we need Daniel to make sure everything is done the right way.
Oh.
Hookahist? Hookishan?
Hookend.
Hookta. Hookiest.
That was just my favorite, actually.
All right, guys.
So yeah, didn't you have a lesson?
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So
shall we repeat the ad?
Dear listeners. What?
Smoke hookah.
No, announce it with your circus voice.
Okay. You don't interrupt me.
Okay, well, I won't.
Dear listeners, we do have a contest. So, if you want to show your admiration and endless love to our project, and also if you want to get fantastic prizes from the linguistic team, you are very welcome to participate in a very easy and very simple and very great contest from us, from the linguistic team. And you can visit our websites, which is www.linguistov.ru/doodle-contest, you'll find three doodles, and you have to create a text and submit a caption to the chosen doodle. And if you find yourself unsure, that means that your English knowledge is poor, and you'll have to order a trial lesson from us, which is, by the way, free.
I can feel the tension. How hard we are trying not to laugh.
Okay, you guys keep on laughing. I have to go.
Yeah. Seriously.
Lots of books and discussions at www.linguistov.ru.